On this week's episode of Beer Here, we're talking to Chris and Chris. Chris Post and Chris Kuzmi from Wandering Star Brewery in Massachusetts. Hello, Chris's.
Hello!
Hello, good evening.
All right, it's not that funny.
Wandering Star has been a long time in the making. How long has it been?
I always get a little bit offended when people say it's been... It seemed to be very quick when we actually started getting things moving, but it's true that we have been talking about starting up a brewery since... I mean, we bought the equipment back in 2004. Yeah. What is that, 7 years? It sat in storage for 4 of those years. We eventually found a place to put it in 2.5 years ago. And it's actually just coming up to a year ago that we were finished building out the building that we're in and applied for our federal license, which is a whole different story in itself.
I remember personally the moment that I committed to this project, and it was the day after Black Tuesday, which we lovingly call Black Tuesday, when George Bush was re-elected. We were at the Blind Tiger at an event, and you're like, we have to do this now.
Yeah, that's right. I brew a Black Tuesday stout?
Absolutely. It was the day after you brewed
Yeah, and already we had the equipment in storage in Michigan, wondering what the heck to do with it and how to put it together. I mean, it's been such, you know, it's been a long time coming. It's true. But when we started off doing this, none of us had a clue, frankly, how to brew, let alone how to brew on a commercial scale, and let alone how to build a brewery. So really, I guess when you consider how far we've kind of come personally, that's why I sometimes think to myself, gosh, we did it pretty quick.
How did you get started brewing? Were you homebrewers before you started the commercial enterprise?
Yeah, I mean, I started homebrewing back in 2001. I guess it must have been 2001, 2002. My first homebrew was a batch that I brewed for my wedding.
When you say you brewed it for your wedding, you did it so that you could withstand your wedding, or you brewed it as celebration of your wedding?
I brewed it for the party after the wedding, and here's the classic double entendre. And it was so bad that I nearly killed my in-laws. So I resolved
so
to
good.
Do better next time. It was awful. And so pretty early on, I joined the Manhattan Homebrewers Guild. New York City Homebrewers Guild, which is where I met Chris, who was attending his first meeting on the same evening. And then one thing led to another. Started going to Mugs meetings in Brooklyn, which is probably where I ran into you guys for the first time.
At the Malted Barley Appreciation Society.
Yeah, the Malted Barley Appreciation Society.
We're a society.
But we're a guild.
Of sorts, yeah. And it was there where I actually first realized that people could drink my beer without passing out and falling over. So really, that's where we started brewing, you know, kind of seriously and taking it seriously, making good home brews. And as Chris said, it didn't take long after that for us actually to, you know, hatch some ambitions on a bit of a grander scale.